For those just now tuning in, you are listening to Express Yourself on KDNK Friday afternoons. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, and I am currently joined in studio with artist Jeff Stevens. His exhibit, which I did get a chance to kind of tour around this afternoon, is it was Dark Inside the Wolf, and it's currently at Carbondale Arts R2 Gallery, right in the launch pad. And the premise is to artistically explore our daily habits of information consumption using mixed media and collage. Did we get that relatively about right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I was really taken aback at just how stark your imagery is and your use of colors and juxtaposition of, you know, the reds with the blacks and keeping to a color palette while also really making an impact. Can you just talk a little bit about your current exhibit, The Darkness and the Wolf?
Sure, yeah. So it's collage, it's mixed media, and I like to kind of use that medium because it's sort of, you're not quite sure where you're going to go with it, and I feel like that's kind of, you know, compares to kind of how we live our lives. We're constantly experimenting and going back and forth, and I tend to use imagery, you know, from ads and advertising. And the subtext there for me is, like you said, I like to kind of like mix polished imagery with sort of torn imagery, and it's kind of playing with, you know, just everything that we see every day being bombarded with imagery, especially in like social media and.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you kind of already touched on one of my big questions that I had when I was just consuming your exhibit, actually, was, wow, I wonder, because these pieces are big. These are not little 8.5 by 11s.
Yeah, yeah, I like to go big.
Yeah, no, and it's so great. And I was wondering, like, how much of that is, you know, is every little piece super intentional versus how much is this kind of happy accident? And how do you find that balance?
Yeah, it's actually, it's all pretty much, they're improvised. They're all improvised. Like, I have an idea for a central image and some colors, and then most of it is just found materials that I kind of throw in there, or if I have leftover pieces from somewhere else. So, yeah, it is a lot of happy accidents happening all at once. Yeah,
that's neat. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of your titles. Like, some of them are so punny and clever. Like, I think there was like Scary Queen of Thoughts or something,
oh, yeah.
Right? Versus another one might just be Nancy, right?
Right, right.
Is Nancy a real person?
Well, there was. Yes, there's two pieces in the show. One, the other one was called Sid. So
yes.
It was like Sid and Nancy. It's based off that movie, the Sex Pistols.
Got it.
He's a singer, guitarist,
and it's just
a disaster of a movie. So I thought it would be.
Where did that happen? I stayed there. Was it the Chelsea Hotel or something in New York?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Talk about darkness for readers who aren't familiar.
Yeah,
there was
exactly.
A murder in
and
that
the movie,
hotel.
The movie's good. The movie's not a disaster. That's not what I mean. It's like the story is a bit of a disaster,
yeah.
And it's
just kind of this unraveling.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And I guess that kind of applies to the pieces in general, right? Like, there's just this unraveling that you're sort of exposing.
Yeah, I think when you see something, especially an ad, it's very polished and it's catered and it's art directed and it's meant to get you to feel a certain way about a product.
Mm-hmm.
But the subtext really is, you know, there's kind of a darkness to that it's manipulative, and maybe you're not totally aware of, like, every day people are trying to sell you things or get you to do things, or especially now, or even think certain ways or vote certain ways. So that's part of what I'm trying to kind of reconcile with myself, is like, I'm attracted to these beautiful images, but, you know, why is that? And then I don't think that's necessarily a good thing underneath it all.
Sure. So is the wolf the advertising industry?
Yeah, a little bit. It was Dark Inside the Wolf is an allusion to Red Riding Hood, a little bit. You know, she was eaten by a wolf dressed up as her grandmother.
Sure.
So it's a good metaphor to kind of play with, you know, before you know it, you're kind of stuck in this routine, you know, you get tricked, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's an interesting insight. I like that play. You're right. That works. That works really well for that. Wow. And some of it, you know, you even get pretty meta. There's in the title piece, right? The Darkness and the Wolf, you've put inside of that piece a reference to an entire other piece I'm trying to think. It's like the first piece on the right when you walk in the room. And to say that it's like,
oh,
this,
right.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, if you, that happens in all the work, actually, because I'll use leftovers from something else and put it in it.
Cool.
So yeah, there are like lines and connections you can make. And I think that also, you know, it helps kind of brand the show a little bit. So I'm kind of playing with branding it, but also, you know, it's anti
right
branding at the same time.
That's
it's
a rabbit hole.
A little bit of a contradiction. I like to play with contradictions, you know, but if I'm not trying to sound serious, it's just because I have leftover stuff and I need to put it somewhere. So
I like it. Well, and that's good too, right? There's a little bit of reality that goes into just the process too. Not everything has to be this, you know, deep, dark meta conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I work in advertising too. I'm a designer, I'm an art director. So part of it is just like, I like, does it look cool? Yeah, it looks cool.
And I have to say, these look cool.
Thank
when you.
You
walk in that room, it, like you said, like I said, you just kind of stop for a second and you have this moment of, holy cow, there's these huge pieces that are vibrant and they're collage and there's so much to take in. And then you get to kind of stop and take it piece by piece before recognizing, mm-hmm. oh, there's leftovers from this piece and that, and, you know, kind of weaving it all together. So, and it is neat to hear from your perspective as an art director who works in advertising to think, oh, I've got leftover pieces. Oh, I can use this to brand my anti-branding piece.
Yeah, exactly. And some of it is just the construction of it. Like I'll make a bunch of different things knowing I'm going to use it as like part of just the construction of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sort of prepping the pieces a little bit too. So that's happening as well.
Yeah. Can I ask how long a typical piece of that size takes you?
Sure. One of those, the big one, it was the title piece came together really quickly. Actually, that was about a weekend, like 2 8-10 hour days a weekend.
So quickly.
Yeah. And, but some of them are a real struggle. I would say I can pick at one for a couple months sometimes.
Wow.
So it just depends how things fall, really. You know, sometimes it happens right away. And it is because it's very sort of I'm slapping things together really quickly and taking them off and covering them up and doing different things. So sometimes it just takes a while to get there with it.
Sure. Yeah, because there's a lot of texture. I mean, the texture of that layering, I think, at least from my perspective as somebody who just saw it, that was a big piece of the experience as well.
Right. That's hard to get to as well, is kind of knowing, is this enough or to keep going? And I think texture is, for me, I'm a bit of a texture freak. Like, I like texture. A lot of my other work, creatively, not, like if I'm doing a job, like a design job, I use a lot of textures and grit and grime.
Nice.
And I think that comes from, I lived in Los Angeles for 18 years.
Okay.
So
I can see that influence.
I think a lot of, you know, I'm very influenced by street art, and just when you drive around cities, people here don't really realize it because you don't see it, but there's billboards and advertisements everywhere, and they're getting ripped down and torn apart and put back up, and then people spray paint on them, and so that's a big influence.
Yeah,
it's just always kind of in the back of my mind. I wouldn't say it's kind of in. It definitely influenced me living there that long.
Yeah, it's the context.
Yeah, exactly.
And LA's advertising is a unique. It's its own world of advertising, right? Like, because you've got Hollywood right there. When I'm in LA, it's just every billboard, every bus stop, every bench is promoting the next movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, to me anyway, that's different than, you know, if you're in middle America and their billboards or,
exactly.
you know, even New York.
So. Yeah, and that's what I do, actually. I design a lot of those billboards. So this is kind of happening. It's not a rejection of that, but it's sort of a definitely that's where my background is, and it's sort of happening naturally. So
when did you first make your foray into collage?
I used to be partners with another artist in Los Angeles. It was called Camp Collective, K-A-M-P, and we were big into street art and wheat pasting and going outside and like putting things up, and it just kind of came from that, because that's the way you do that sort of thing. So doing it on canvas is kind of the next step And also, to be honest, like, I don't have the patience to paint and draw, so it's a lot easier to to rip up part of a magazine and kind of put it, see what happens.
Sure. Know? Well, I mean, to each their own, right? I mean, for people who are really, really inclined for drawing and painting, they'd look at, I promise you, I have friends that are very talented painters and artists that would look at your pieces and be like, I would never have the patience to tear all of those pieces together and comprise a greater whole.
Right.
How do you know? I mean, you mentioned earlier that sometimes it's kind of tough for you to find where is the line of knowing, is this enough? You know, do you ever have experiences when you realize, oh man, this is not becoming a happy accident. I need to course correct somewhere. And how do you know when you're done?
I think, well, the good thing about having a show deadline is it's done at a certain time, right? Like, and I've have certain pieces that are still in my garage that aren't finished. So I guess I know when it's done, when I just kind of get that feeling of like, does it look finished?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's definitely, you gotta like straddle the line, but it'll kind of resonate with me, like, okay, it's done. Like,
sure.
Adding a little thing here isn't gonna make a difference.
Right. Being able to say enough.
Yeah.
Nice. Did I read in the, I think there, it was an Aspen Times article, like when I just like kind of Googled your name beforehand. Did you graduate from Basalt?
Yeah, I went to Basalt High School.
Wow. Yep. Okay. So. Yep. Timeline. Grew up, graduated from Basalt, then LA?
Yeah, I graduated Basalt High School in 2000, moved to LA in 2001, had a brief stint in the music business. I was working in recording studios. I'm a musician, play guitar, so I was like in and out of bands. Somewhere along there, I decided to go back to school for design because that's kind of where I started at the end of high school. Mm-hmm. And from there, got, you know, started working in advertising and the art thing sort of started happening more.
Cool.
Yeah.
What led you back home?
My family's here. You know, and it's also the snowboarding, skiing.
It's tough to say outdoor. No to that.
Yeah. The lifestyle is a little bit more healthier than living in the city, I would say. Less clutter.
I'm very biased, but I would agree with you.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Anything else in general that you just feel like, you know, if someone told you, I'm going to see your show at, you know, the R2 Gallery, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you just feel like, oh man, I want to plant this seed in their head before they see the show?
That's a good question. I don't know. Not really. Like, I think you just need to kind of go experience it for yourself and take what you can from it. I mean, that's what art is, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think if you offer some kind of pretext to it, then you kind of go in, you know, it's like the first time you listen to your favorite band or whatever, the band's not telling you, they didn't say, hey, this is what I was feeling when I was writing it, you know? So
yeah,
I think that experience is important. Just go in kind of fresh.
Blank slate.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, on that note, thank you so much for coming in. I really enjoyed our conversation,
And
I really enjoyed your work, seriously.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So nice. How long is it going to remain at the R2 Gallery?
One more week.
Okay, so there is a
Friday.
Deadline on this.
Yeah, exactly, if you want to check it out.
Cool.
And it's like 10 to 5 are their hours, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Perfect.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, Jeff Stevens, thanks so much for popping by Katie and Kay this afternoon.
Appreciate it.
Sweet.